The civil war in Syria rages on. Terrorist attacks make headlines, but the refugees forced to flee the violence in Syria have somehow faded from the news cycle. This very day, 2 million of these persecuted and desperate refugees are trying to piece their lives together in Lebanon. More than half are children. Ellen, a mother trying to safeguard her family in a refugee camp in Lebanon, recalls the difficult decision to leave their home and journey to an uncertain future.
After the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home. Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Under attack in Syria, outcast in Lebanon, desperate for something to believe in. Where can this family and so many others turn for answers? This is Turning Despair to Hope, a special broadcast from Heart for Lebanon. The United Nations has called the millions of displaced people fleeing the violence in Syria the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. They've escaped the grip of ISIS, but what awaits these innocent families in Lebanon? Is this mass movement of humanity part of God's plan? What's the Christian response to terrorism? These questions are at the heart of the remarkable ministry of Heart for Lebanon. Coming up, you'll hear more from the refugee camps and see how God is still performing miracles in a region you know as the Holy Land. And now your host for this special broadcast, Wayne Shepherd.
This is Turning Despair to Hope, a special broadcast from Heart for Lebanon, and I am Wayne Shepherd. I'm privileged to be with Camille Melke, CEO of Heart for Lebanon. Camille, I think we're going to surprise some listeners today.
Wayne, thank you for your partnership with Heart for Lebanon. And yes, what is happening in Lebanon is really surprising. It's not getting the media coverage of events in other regions, but from a Christian perspective, it may be the biggest story of our lifetime.
I want to learn about that story, so let's talk about it. Please explain that.
We are talking about 2 million people, mostly with a Muslim background, torn from their homes in Syria by radical Muslims who are perpetuating unspeakable horror in the name of Islam and Allah. These families, their Muslim faith has been shattered. They fled Syria. 2 million have come to Lebanon, but not always welcome with open arms. These weary travelers are looking for something to believe in. And think about this. They have come to the Holy Land where Jesus has walked.
That adds up to a formula for revival, doesn't it?
God is at work here. I have seen it. Our challenge is to reach these desperate people with relationship and education.
Relationship and education. Those are the two not-so-secret ingredients delivered by Heart for Lebanon.
Exactly right. Relationship and education is what's happening at Hope Centers located in Beirut, southern Lebanon, and the Bekaa Valley.
Camille, in Lebanon, I understand that for a child of refugees, it's basically impossible for them to attend any state-run school.
That's very true. And that's why our Hope Centers are so appreciated. These kids are learning math, English, Arabic, but they are also learning biblical character development. And we build trust and relationship. The gospel is the natural next step, followed by worship and even equipping these children to share their own faith with others.
We want to make that possible. So, in an effort to take full advantage of the events unfolding at this time in history, Heart for Lebanon is hoping to expand this outreach. To reach 18 children with the gospel and a full day of Christ-centered education costs just $98.
That's an entire classroom of boys and girls from families who are trying to somehow make a home in a new country. The teacher at our Hope Centers love to love on these kids. I have seen them in action. It's a beautiful thing happening.
To help reach and teach 18 kids, again, takes just $98. It's that simple. And we've set up a toll-free line you can call right now. It's 888-444-8068. Or go to the station's website and click on the Heart for Lebanon banner.
If you have a moment right now, please call. It will take only a minute, but your loving gesture will be remembered for a lifetime, and your impact will last for eternity. The number again is 888-444-8068.
As a believer, we've seen this before, but it's still amazing how God can use something tragic like the civil war in Syria and the evils of radical Islam, and He can turn it around for His glory.
He sure can. And that's exactly what Joseph told his brothers in the last chapter of Genesis. What man meant for evil, God intended for good.
Well, Camille, as you know, Heart for Lebanon brought our microphones right to these Hope Center classrooms and the tent cities. And during this special broadcast, through translators, we're going to share some of those stories. Listen now as Amy explains how the students and teachers at her first school in Lebanon bullied any students from the refugee camps.
You would be hard-pressed to find refugees in Lebanon who have not experienced terrible loss. And it's the children who have suffered the most. Fleeing the terror of war, many have lost one or both of their parents. For Amy, it was her uncle, killed as he tried to flee Syria. Her wounded father is no longer capable of working or supporting the family. Heart for Lebanon met Amy in a refugee camp. Desperate for help and in great need, she was invited to attend the Hope Center in the Bekaa Valley. And that's where her life-changing transformation began.
The school that I used to attend was not treating us well because we are refugee children. But I thank God for this school because it is drawing me closer to God and is teaching me about Him.
The tens of thousands of refugee families in Lebanon are considered outcasts. 52% of all refugees are under the age of 18, and most have been out of school for several years. These kids, roaming the tent cities in despair, are targeted by radicals, exploited and recruited by criminal gangs for terrorist groups and sex trafficking, unless we help. Your gift of $98 brings the gospel to 18 of these kids. And at the Hope Center, Heart for Lebanon welcomes them to be part of a genuine faith community. We must rescue these children for Christ before someone else captures them for evil. Please, be as generous as you can.
I love the Hope Center because it has introduced me to Jesus.
Camille, as we just heard, at these Hope Centers, children hear the gospel, they worship, they get biblical training. That sounds like a church.
Well, no, Wayne, I wouldn't say that. We would never be allowed to build a church in Lebanon just as we understand it here in the West. But definitely what we're building is hope. Mm-hmm. We're restoring hope in the lives of children just like Amy, a place where children can read and write, can learn, but they can also experience the love of Jesus, which means, just like Amy, every one of our students have heard the gospel in the classroom.
Yeah, I understand. Amy is one girl, and I'm thinking about an entire classroom of 18 children. You've been in these classrooms. That's 18 different stories.
Yeah, I've been in these classrooms, and as you said, every one of these children has their own story. They have seen atrocities. They have seen their own loved ones being killed right in front of their eyes.
That's horrible.
They have been forced out of their homes. They have seen their friends being killed, others being tortured. These are children who have been deprived the basic innocence of childhood. When they come to our Hope Center, all of a sudden, they are free to smile. They are free to play. They are free to learn. They are free to jump. They are free to sing. You know, can you imagine that? Can you imagine a child as young as 6 to 10 years old being forced out of their homes, have seen their loved ones killed, and deprived of the basic innocence of childhood?
Every child deserves what we want these children to have, don't they? These kids experience changed lives through the Hope Centers. How do their parents react to this?
It's funny because their parents come to Lebanon, first of all, very suspicious of everyone's intention. They think that we're going to cash on their miseries and on their brokenness. But when they get to know us, when relationship is built, they first realize that we are people of prayer. Parents come to us, invite us into their homes, so we can experience exactly the brokenness they're going through, so we can pray.
Yeah.
And as we pray, we can tell our own testimony.
Mm.
And once we win their trust, then we can openly and boldly share the gospel with them. God is at work here. It may seem like a refugee camp in Lebanon is an unlikely place for that to happen, but it's not at all.
No, geographically, it makes sense. One look at a map of the region will tell you why so many of these families have fled to Lebanon.
Well, very true, Wayne. You know that Lebanon has 227 miles of borders with Syria, and the Syrian capital, Damascus, is only 20 miles away from Lebanon.
I didn't realize that. Well, the map also reminds us that Lebanon has a special place in the heart of Christians.
Yes, it is part of the Holy Land.
We all know what happened to Saul on the road to Damascus, a road which would have gone right through Lebanon, right?
Very true, and Solomon's Temple was built with the cedars of Lebanon. The bride in Song of Songs was from Lebanon. In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus was in the region of Tyre and Sidon when he healed the demon-possessed daughter of the Canaanite woman.
And miracles are still happening today in Lebanon.
No doubt about that. I have met so many families enduring a horrific season of life, forced to leave everything behind. And at Hope Center, sponsored by Heart for Lebanon, the children in these refugee families meet Jesus. Young lives on the edge suddenly rescued. I can't say it enough. God is at work.
Indeed, he is. That's all good news, Camille, but there is a challenge. Space is limited at the Hope Centers. The waiting list is long. Families in crisis continue to pour over the border into Lebanon. How do you handle that? What's the plan?
What a great question. You know, the need keeps growing.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart to turn any of these beautiful children away. Our teachers and our volunteers are amazing Christian men and women. They're putting long hours and they are overflowing with love. We know that the crisis keeps going, and unfortunately we're not seeing an end to it. But what we are also seeing is a God-sized opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So we will keep working. We will keep focusing on God's will, and we are confident that he will touch the hearts of every child that we serve.
You are trusting God to provide.
We sure are, and he has been, and will continue to do so.
Well, maybe someone listening today, someone who just happened to tune in, can sponsor a day or a week or a month for a classroom of kids at a Hope Center in Lebanon. From right where you are, you can partner with these dedicated teachers and volunteers as they teach math, English, Arabic, and biblical character development, and present the gospel in a way that breaks through any cultural barriers.
These children and families are coming to us for answers, and we give them the greatest answer, the greatest gift of all time, the sacrificial, unconditional love of Jesus.
Wow. Well, to teach and reach a child for one day costs about $5. So you can help reach an entire classroom of 18 boys and girls for only $98. Now, a gift of $392 will help reach 72 children. That's four classrooms in our Hope Center. Whatever you can do, any size gift you make will help us make the most of what God is doing in Lebanon. Please call 888-444-8068. Or go to the station's website, look for the Heart for Lebanon banner. Now, when you call or go online for your convenience, you can use your credit or debit card to make that gift. And the number again, 888-444-8068.
Wayne, I would like to challenge anyone with children or grandchildren to really consider this opportunity. Sponsor all 300 kids in our three Hope Centers for a one-time gift of $1,630. Then tell your own kids about what you are doing. Let your family know that introducing 300 refugee children to Jesus is a powerful and worthy Christian response to terrorism.
I could not agree more, Camille. So I hope you've written down that number. It's 888-444-8068. And you're listening to Turning Despair to Hope, a special broadcast from Heart for Lebanon. I'm Wayne Shepherd here with Camille Melke, CEO of Heart for Lebanon, and we're sharing some interviews recorded recently of children and teachers and parents who've been touched by the courageous and relevant work done at our Hope Centers in Beirut, southern Lebanon, and the Bekaa Valley. As we open this broadcast, you heard briefly from Ellen, a mother whose family lived in fear in Syria and after reaching Lebanon did not know where to turn. If you're a parent,
You can certainly relate to her anguish and fear.
Ellen was depressed, angry, and living in despair, a long way from the home she loved.
At first, we had stability in Syria. But after the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home.
Millions of refugees have faced the same reality of having to escape in the face of war and terrorism. For Ellen, this change proved more difficult than she ever imagined.
Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
What Ellen never expected, though, was what awaited her and her family once they reached the refugee camp. It was there that she met Heart for Lebanon.
More than anything, I wanted my children to have an education, to be cared for and feel safe. And the Heart for Lebanon team showed me great compassion. Through their kindness, God began to change my own heart. I'm no longer angry or depressed.
Ellen and her family also finally heard, for the first time, the clear truth of the gospel.
We had heard about Jesus, but never learned about him. This is the most important thing to happen to me, to know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus as a savior, and now I come every month to Bible study and learn about the love of God. It is very different in Islam. We lived in fear. Christianity has taught me about love.
And her children are learning about God's love as well. Enrolled at Heart for Lebanon's Hope Center, they're learning English, math, science, and like so many other refugee children, they've responded to the gospel and received Christ as Savior. Despair turned to hope. You make this happen when you give to Heart for Lebanon. $98 brings the gospel to 18 refugee children, but any amount will help. And please know this, when you give, lives are changed, and entire communities of faith rise up out of the desert. Thanks for being as generous as you can.
The number to call is 888-444-8068. Or go to the station's website and look for the Heart for Lebanon banner. Now, Camille, this mother, like all parents, wanted to protect her children and help them get a good education. And if Heart for Lebanon had not stepped in and welcomed her children, what would happen to these kids?
They are targeted by ISIS, but they are also targeted by the regime, being kidnapped and forced to serve in the military. They're wandering the streets. They're joining gangs. They live in despair. Can you imagine young girls disappearing, forced into prostitution?
I cannot imagine that. We need to help. Your one-time gift of $98 will help deliver the gospel and provide a day of Christ-centered education for 18 children. Or help us teach and reach two classrooms with a gift of $196, or maybe five classrooms. That's 90 boys and girls with a gift of $490.
My friends, I grew up in Lebanon, but I have also spent many years in the United States. America is a wonderful country, and I realize because of the peace and prosperity that most of us have enjoyed here, it's difficult to even imagine the terror of war. Whatever you have endured, if you are in a safe place right now and know Jesus as your Savior, then in gratitude to God, I hope you will prayerfully consider making a financial gift to support this ministry. Please, go to the station's website and find the Heart for Lebanon banner, or call our toll-free number, 888-444-8068.
Yes, you can help rescue a classroom full of eager children for just $98, or make a gift of any amount. But please call 888-444-8068. For your convenience, you can use your credit or debit card to make that gift. Please join us in this Christian response to terrorism.
Wayne, I understand we have time for one more story.
All right. Denise, a director of the Hope Center in Beirut, shares a story of one boy who represents everything that Heart for Lebanon stands for, teaching classrooms of kids, reaching them one at a time, healing families, and changing lives.
Like so many children, violence was all Manny and his brother have ever known. The war in Syria forced his family to flee to Lebanon, but for Manny, the war that was going on inside his home was even worse. Denise, the director at Heart for Lebanon's Beirut Hope Center, explains.
He was crying, he was bleeding, and he told me that he's been crying. It was winter time, it was raining. His shoes had a hole, and he didn't want his feet to get wet, so he kept on crying. And his dad was like, we can't, you know, you have to wear the shoes, go wear it. And he didn't want to wear it, and they want to wear it, and finally his dad lost it. But he couldn't control himself, so he kept on hitting him until he was bleeding and was sent to school.
The abuse that Manny was receiving from the hand of his own father, coupled with all that this little boy had experienced in Syria, turned him into one of the most aggressive students we've ever seen at the Hope Center. When he threatened other students with a knife on the playground, Denise was faced with the difficult decision to remove him from our school.
So next day, his sister will come, and then she was sad. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, both my brother can't walk. And she said, my dad put a rope around their legs on the bed, and then he cut a electric wire, and he kept on hitting them, so they barely can walk this morning.
But Heart for Lebanon went into action, reaching out in God's love to Manny and his family. The change in their lives has been remarkable. The abuse at home has stopped, and Manny, once an aggressive, mean-spirited young boy, is learning the violin, his life transformed by the gospel.
He knew how much we loved him. He knew this place is like his home and we care for him. I told them, even if you leave from here, we'll keep loving you. This door will be always open for you. So he believed in that and he kept on coming. Every morning we'll come, check on us, sit with us an hour, 2 hours, and he goes to school. We pray together, we talk. Not only he became not aggressive, not only he's becoming, he's volunteering in our children's program with his brother, giving so much love and care to children that are in our centers.
Your gift of $98 will help Heart for Lebanon bring the gospel to 18 refugee kids just like Manny. Be a part of rescuing these children for Christ before someone else captures them for evil. Please give now, and thank you for being as generous as you can.
I've never thought I would be able to come to Lebanon and learn violin. I thank the Lord for that.
Wayne, I know Manny personally, and I don't know if he will ever be a world-class violinist, but I can tell you that he has a profound love for Jesus.
That's the most important thing. Camille, after listening to these stories, voices of real people, I'm reminded that children are the same all over the world, aren't they? They need love. They need adults who care about them. They need to have the gospel, which provides them a future and a hope. Christians here in America place high value on reaching children before they lose their way. And with that in mind, Camille, let's close our time together in prayer as the Lord leads.
I would be honored. Heavenly Father, as we have listened to all these stories today, we are reminded that you are at work. We are reminded that young children, young boys and girls who have suffered so much are hearing about Jesus for the first time. Thank you for this opportunity we have at Heart for Lebanon. Thank you for the hope centers that we have in Beirut, in southern Lebanon, and in the Bekaa. And thank you for every listener who has been touched by this message today, for partnering together to expand the work of the kingdom, to help move people from despair to hope, hope in Christ alone. Thank you for helping us see that we have God-sized opportunities to fight terrorism with the message of love and forgiveness with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray all that in the Son and the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. With the Hope Centers, God has given us an incredible opportunity. You can help bring the gospel to 18 refugee children with a one-time gift of $98. The number to call again is 888-444-8068. Or if you prefer, go to the station's website and click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. And please, be as generous as you can. I'm Wayne Shepherd. On behalf of Camille Melke and the entire ministry of Heart for Lebanon, thanks for your love, for your compassion and generosity. God bless you and all those you care about.
This has been a special report from Heart for Lebanon, turning despair to hope. You can make a safe and secure donation at this station's website. Just click on the Heart for Lebanon banner or call 888-444-8068 and say you want to help us reach 18 kids and their families. That number again is 888-444-8068. On behalf of Heart for Lebanon and this station, thank you so much.